question. Some people say that in Vrindavan Leela, the gopis of Krishna and the gopis of Balaram are same, because Krishna and Balaram are non-different. Is this true? Answer: no. Although Krishna and Balaram in the sense of identity and potency may be the same, but in terms of rasa and relationships, they are different. And especially in Vrindavan as well as in Dwarka, in their manifest pastimes, they always act as two persons. So the scriptural basis for the non-difference, the difference of the gopis of Krishna and the gopis of Balaram, is elaborately analyzed and established in Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. So he gives multiple reasons. Firstly, he points out that if we look at Dwarka Leela as well as Vrindavan Leela, the places where Krishna and Balaram both are present. So in Dwarka Leela, Balaramji had his own consort, was Revati Devi, and Krishna had his own queens. So they are, for the purpose of Leela, they are two distinct persons. Although from a philosophical perspective, they are both the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but for the function purpose of Leela, they are two distinct persons, and they do act in different ways, and they have different set of associates instinctively. So Jiva Goswami mentions that just as Krishna and Balaram had distinct queens in Dwarka, similarly they had distinct queens in Vrindavan also. And in the 10th canto, chapter 65, when Balaramji returns to Vrindavan, there is a progressive discussion which might at first glance or cursory glance might seem to convey the idea that Balaramji performed Rasdila with the gopis who were feeling separation from Krishna to mitigate their sufferings. But Jiva Goswami gives several references from various sections of the Bhagavatam. So primarily he gives three relevant sections, and he gives several verses from those, from the 10.65 itself. When Balaramji first meets the gopis express to him their constant longing for Krishna, and they tell him that, you know, when is your brother, our Lord, going to come back? And this very clearly indicates that they had their own, that their devotion to Krishna was single pointed. And then after that, it is mentioned that again in 10.82 in the Bhagavatam, when the gopis meet with Krishna in Kurukshetra, at that time also Krishna this time expresses that you were single pointed, undeviated in your devotion to me, it was undistracted to anyone else. And the same point is again made by of course there in it is the gopis don't explicitly say, Shukadeva Goswami says that after seeing Krishna after such a long separation, they took him in their hearts and embraced him to the fullest extent. And then in 11th canto, a major section is the Uddhav Gita. So 11.12 is the Uddhav Gita going on. And Krishna tells Uddhava about how the gopi is are single-pointedly, undeviatingly devoted to him. But it is also described that Balramji also performed Rastlila with the gopis. So Jiva Goswami points out that the word gopi is a generic word, and he gives several sections in the in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam where the word gopi is used to refer to either Yashodamai, Gopya, Dadeita, Ikrita, Gasidamata. This comes in first canto in Kunti Maharani's prayers 1.8.31, or it can refer to the elderly cowherd women who are also nearly the age of Yashodamai. So the word gopi itself should not be taken as a reference always to Krishna's gopi associates. The word gopi can refer to many persons who are basically all gopis. Now, it is described earlier also that when Shankhachud tries to attack Krishna and Balram, and that time he tries to steal away the gopis. So it is clearly described that Krishna had his gopis and Balramji had his gopis, and they were having their pastimes together over there. So Gopal Champu, based on the various scriptures, elaborates that actually when Balramji assured the gopis that Krishna will soon come back. Now he has to kill some demons still, and after the demons are killed, he will surely come back. Then the gopis who were devoted to Krishna, they requested him that just as we are feeling separation from Krishna, similarly there are many of our friends, other gopis who are devoted to you, and they are also feeling separation from you. So please accept them. Then Balramji agrees to it, and then with the consent of the elderly gopi, the elderly members of the Vraja community, a Gandharva marriage is performed between Balramji and his gopis. But Balramji says that as long as Krishna doesn't come back, I cannot celebrate the marriage in a very big way. So then in the Bandira forest, Balramji accepts all the gopis who were devoted to him and who were waiting for him. And then he performs Rasleela with those gopis. And when he performs Rasleela with those gopis, the gopis who are devoted to Krishna, they observe this pastime. And by observing this pastime, they get intense spurti. Spurti means very intense devotional remembrance of Krishna performing similar pastimes with them. And that remembrance mitigates their grief and satisfies their heart. So, in this way, based on a proper understanding of the Bhagavatam narrative as given by Shri Jiva Goswami, as well as a careful understanding of the principle of rasa, we can understand that the gopis who perform Rasleela with Balramji are different from the gopis who perform Rasleela with Krishna. Thank you.